Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 586 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Here's today's question from Sean. Here we go.
Hey, Pat. My name is Sean, and I recently launched a site for people to share the projects that they make with their hands. I'm trying to promote the site, but the number one feedback from people is, why would I use simplecove.com over X, with X being some other image sharing site? I try to explain that my site allows you to tell the project's story, but it doesn't seem to change people's minds. Do you have any tips on how I can explain that SimpleCove is a platform for sharing the project's stories and not just another image sharing site? I appreciate everything you do. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Sean, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. This is probably one of the most important questions we've received in a while, because you need to know why people should use you over somebody else who is doing something similar. This is so, so important. It seems like you've given this a lot of thought and you've tried out different things and they haven't worked. Well, one way to think about this is it's determining what your USP is, or your unique selling proposition. And there's a number of different things that you can use to be unique and different than anybody else. But the number one thing I would do first is figure out who everybody else is and how they're doing what they're doing. So creating a spreadsheet, I talk about this in my book, Will It Fly? Creating your market map. One of those things in the market map is to discover who else is out there serving your audience and how are they doing it, what products are being offered. You want to make sure you have this bird's eye perspective of the space so that if you do come up with a position of some kind or some angle, that it's different than anybody else out there. And so that's the number one thing. Figure out who else is out there, how they're serving, and what is it that makes them unique? How are they sharing what their unique thing is? That's going to help you find out what your position, your unique selling proposition is. So your USP. The second thing is to talk to your potential customers. If you have any customers already, that's where I would start. Ask them, hey, why do you use my service over everybody else? And you're going to actually find out that might not be what you expect. And then you can actually utilize what other people have been saying about you and not what you think they use you for. So that's the second thing. Talk to your existing customers to see why is it that they use you. Give them an additional month for free or give them something in return. Of course, you want to provide value to them, but in exchange, you're going to get these amazing answers that are going to help you when it comes to trying to convince other customers too. A lot of you have businesses, maybe not you, Sean, but a lot of you have businesses that have reviews. So look at your reviews either on Amazon or on Yelp and see and really pay attention to and listen to those who are enjoying your service and paying attention to specifically why you and not the other guy. So that's another thing you could do. If you don't have any customers, talk to potential customers and ask them, well, what would make you use my site? Is this enough? What if I did this? What if I did this instead? What if I did that? That's, again, going to give you direct feedback from the mouths and the minds of your audience, and that's what really matters. Now, in terms of yours specifically, you said an image sharing service that helps you tell your story. You got to go deeper than that. You got to ask yourself, or you got to think of it from the other person's perspective, which is asking the question, so what? So what if you could tell your story? What does that mean? What benefit is that to me? You need to dig deeper. You want to go 5-6 levels deep if you can and ask why or so what. That's one of the most important questions. When you're thinking about your business and what you have to offer, we're always going to come up with these features, right? So what is what you want to ask after that feature. So, oh, my blog has an easy way to search through the website now because it's changed recently and the search function is much better. So what? Well, so that you can find the content that you need sooner and not waste your time. So what? So that you can actually find the information you need to build your business today. And again, you just heard how that worked. So what? Ask yourself, so what? So what is it about people telling their story? And not the how, but the why. That's really what's most important. You can explain this in many different ways. You can hone in on an amazing headline. And again, pay attention to not just what people are saying, but how they're saying. If you're having these conversations with customers or potential customers or prospects about your potential USP, pay attention to the language that they use, the wording. That's going to help them understand. If you understand the language that they use, they're going to feel like you know what they're going through, and just really resonate with what you have to say and what you have to offer. It's going to take some kind of dancing to figure out what exactly your USP is going to be. And of course, you probably have some ideas of what it is, but then again, go further and get to the benefits, not just the features, but the benefits. So you can tell your story. So what? What's the benefit of that feature? And just keep going with it. So, Sean, I hope that answers your question or at least gives you a place to start. I think that would actually help you out very, very much. And it's a great exercise for everybody, actually. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I really appreciate it. Sean, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to Ask Pat, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Brian Clark. And that quote is, on average, 8 out of 10 people will read your headline copy, but only 2 out of 10 will read the rest. The headline's so important, isn't it? Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.